Welcome to the Songwriter Connection Podcast, where we look at the craft of songwriting through the eyes of the songwriter. Each week, we make a connection with a music maker, listen to their songs, and hear their stories. From Nashville, Tennessee, here's your host, Dave Letehan.
Man, I love bringing those stories, you know, some of my favorite songwriters. And, you know, so we've got hit writers and cut writers, and I also like to occasionally bring you writers that that I enjoy listening to at the various rounds I go to, which are all over Nashville. We've got places like the Commodore Grill and the Maxwell House with Lee Riscone, and we're going to try to get him on the podcast one of these days.
Yeah, cool.
Debbie Champion's been doing it for over 30 years. She's most recently at the Commodore Grill. I do one over at 12 Keys in Hermitage. They're the beer joint with the music problem.
And it's lots of fun.
Been lots of fun. So, and I love to have these stories. And like I've always said on the show, we're surrounded by songwriters in Nashville. And that's cool because they're my favorite people. And they've got great stories, like our guest today, Kari Phillips. Hi, Kari.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
You thought we were writing today, didn't you?
I did, yes.
Surprised.
I'm behind a microphone. Okay.
Yeah. And you brought your guitar. I knew that was a way to get you over here with your guitar. Kari's got an amazing voice, and you're going to hear from her in just a little bit. Let me thank Mark Allen Barnett, who's one of our sponsors on the show. Mark Allen Barnett, Songwriter Tours. We all know him in town, right, Kari?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
The voice, man.
Yeah.
The big voice.
Yes. And not only that, just a great writer and a great person all the way around. He will make you laugh. He will make you cry. But one thing, you will totally enjoy yourself if you've ever seen this guy perform. He's just absolutely amazing. I've had a chance to perform with him over the years. I've had a chance to really learn from him. And you can, too.
Yes.
With the Mark Allen Barnett Songwriter Tour. So I don't care where you are, where you're listening from, when you come into Nashville, there are a lot of tours you can take. But if it's songwriting you're interested into, if you want to find out more about the business, this is the guy that will help you sign up for his tour. He can up your game in like 5 years in just a simple tour. He does sessions with you. He writes with you. He will talk about the song, the creation of the song, but also the presentation of the song, live and recorded, help you network a little bit. Because it's all about who you know and who knows you, right?
Yes, for
and
sure.
Get you acclimated to the business, you know? And he'll take you around. And I'll tell you will have a great time and you will learn so much. So check out my friend MarkAllenBarnett.com. I will tell you, you will find him on the web. It's Mark, M-A-R-C. Allen is A-L-A-N. And Barnett is spelled E-T-T-E at the end. So barn, like on a farm, N-E-T-T-E. Mark Allen Barnett Tours.
Or Mab.
Yeah.
Or Mab. Yes.
Or Yoda.
Yeah.
Right, you will.
I was honored. I got to perform with him.
Did you?
Last year at the Gatlinburg Songwriters Festival.
You know, I did that.
That was awesome.
I did that this year for the first time. And I had a blast, Kari.
It's a lot of fun. And it's so easy to walk to. And everyone has such a nice, warm, you know, camaraderie.
Yeah.
They just all want to hear your songs and party down. It's party atmosphere.
It really is. And I love the late night jams.
Oh, yeah.
On the porch at the Gatlinburg Inn.
Yes.
That's a beautiful, huge porch. And man, all the instruments you can think of. We had stand-up bass. We had mandolin. We had Will Nance doing the violin.
But Will, Will's fabulous.
And a great songwriter. We're going to get on the podcast here. But anyway, I mean, till like 2 in the morning sometimes, singing every song you know and some you don't even know.
The networking of it.
Yes.
Everyone's so friendly. And,
absolutely.
It's wonderful.
And you never know who could join you. I understand Larry Gatlin's band on Saturday. I went to bed early, and Gatlin comes back from his show.
And he jammed?
Supposedly he jammed about 2:30 in the morning. I missed that part,
you missed it, yeah.
But
I tried to hit every one of them. I didn't want to miss no jams.
That's something to look into, because it's always the same time in August every year, right around my birthday. And I've decided I'm never going to miss another one, Kari. Never.
Okay.
It's too much fun.
I know, seeing all your, I couldn't make it this year, and I was like, I was sad. I need to go.
Next year, we're going.
We're going.
You got it.
Yep.
Absolutely. Hey, you've got the guitar. You're sitting around the Duncan Fife dining room table, which is every bit a part of this show, a character on this show.
Cozy and welcoming.
Yes. So can you play us a song? Can we start with one?
I would love to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we'll get the Kari Phillips, Kari J. Phillips story.
Okay.
Coming up today.
Well, I got to give a story behind this song.
Please do.
That it makes.
It's what it's all about.
Yes. Well, I was raised on a ranch in northern British Columbia, and so ranching is in my blood, and country, the essence of country and the beauty of it. Growing up, that's all we did was bonfires, mm-hmm. or you're ice skating with a bonfire, or you're watching the sunset. So everything was always around nature and yeah. around.
We don't do too much ice skating here in Tennessee.
No,
though.
We don't.
But up where you were.
Yes, we.
Did you tell me there was like the road went two ways, up north to Alaska, or
yes, north to Alaska, or south back to Vancouver, British Columbia. Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
So yeah, and so I now have a ranch here in Nashville and raise cattle and horses and chickens, and I love it nice. As well as it gives me a lot of muse for writing, and we'll go deeper into that later.
Yes, we will.
And, so this one's called My Piece of Paradise.
Awesome.
And so when I sit on my front porch and look out over those gorgeous Tennessee hills and watch the sunset.
I can picture it in my mind.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So My Piece of Paradise. So that's the story behind this. So
that's great.
Imagine sitting on your porch and just enjoying whatever piece of paradise makes you warm and fuzzy inside.
The song's going to take you there.
Yes.
Kari Phillips, our guest. This is the Songwriter Connection. We thank you for listening.
Just a dusty old back road off of Highway 109, with a rusty old mailbox and an old welcome sign. 'Cause the way the sun streams through the leaves brings such peace, fills my soul so divine. Fresh grass on my feet and the breeze on my cheek. You just can't put a price on my piece of paradise. Oh yeah, yeah. It's just a faded white farmhouse sitting on a hill with a view. Well, we ate grandma's peach cobbler, rocking the porch with no shoes. Where granddaddy's strong hands built a life off this land. It runs deep in my roots. It's a safe, sacred place and my own saving grace. You just can't put a price on my piece of paradise. Every polished plank has a story for me. My homemade space to make my own history. Piece of paradise. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. My piece of paradise. My piece of paradise.
How beautiful. How beautiful is that, really?
Thank you.
Kari Phillips is our guest, one of the more powerful voices in our songwriting community.
Oh, thank you very much. That sounds great in here. Wow.
Yeah. We were really surprised when we got this house that this dining room had such great sound.
Yes.
So we like to write. This is our writer's room and of course, podcast. And I do my radio show here and some of the voiceovers that I do. So it was quite a bonus when we got this place.
The living room's paying for itself.
Now, we're the Songwriter Connection, so you told us the story about the song. Who'd you write? Because, you know, here in Nashville, in the community,
right.
and we've talked about this before, it's all about co-writing these days.
Yes,
very rarely do you sit down and you write one by yourself. Sometimes two, three. Some of these hits today, there's five and six co-writers on it.
I know, where the splits.
Yeah, the splits are crazy. You know, I like to stick to three, but I mean, did you write this with someone else?
I did, yeah. Uh-huh. John Nolan.
John Nolan.
Yes, it looks like Gene, but it's John.
It looks like the French pronunciation.
Well, he's from Austria.
Austria.
Yeah.
Well, there
he's
you go.
Great. Yeah,
makes
he's
sense.
A great writer and singer himself. Yeah.
Now, how did you guys get together?
Met him at Commodore.
The
amazing Commodore. Yes,
see?
It just brings us all together, and
it does.
we wrote it and we finished it across from Commodore is a beautiful park.
Uh-huh.
And that was
where
the best
Parthenon
way.
Is.
Yes, the Parthenon.
Yeah.
And we finished it, My Piece of Paradise, in the park, in the Parthenon. Yeah. I was like, how fitting. And there were birds on it as we recorded. I'm like, cool.
A little something about Nashville, if you're not from this town, they have an exact replica of the Parthenon in Greece that they built years and years ago. I think it was for
It was for the 100th centennial.
Centennial.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's beautiful.
It is gorgeous. My daughter went to Greece. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of funny. She's sending me pictures of the actual, you know, Parthenon in Greece. And she's sitting in Greece. And I'm sitting in Nashville looking at the replica of it. I was like,
isn't that crazy?
It's not surreal.
You know, it was kind of the same thing for us. We went on this cruise and we ended up going to the Acropolis and seeing it.
Yeah.
And I said, wow. When we get home, I said, we got to go over to that. You know, and I've been there before, but now I see it in different eyes.
Right.
And then if you go in, they have this large statue of Athena.
Athena, yeah.
All in gold. And I guess back in the day and ancient times at the real Parthenon, she was there. So it's an incredible sight to see. But anyway, it's this big park, Centennial Park, across from where the Commodore Grill is. Which, by the way, you're heading to the Commodore Grill tonight.
I am, right? To do a show there again with Debbie Champion.
Debbie Champion?
Yes.
She's going to be fun. She may not know this, but she's going to be on a show. Mark Allen Barnett and I are going to do a show about songwriting rounds and how to perform them, how to get into them, why they were so important here in Nashville for the songwriting community, for networking, just like
exactly.
you said, but lots of other things, and how to perform well on it. We're going to do it, and we're going to get Debbie on the phone and talk to her, because she's been doing it, hosting these rounds for over 30 years in this town.
I know.
And everybody knows and loves Debbie.
Yes.
So, yeah.
The champion.
So that's coming. Yeah. So now you talked about John Nolan writing that from Austria. Mm-hmm. You do some things overseas.
I do.
Talk about, that's really exciting.
It's very exciting, and it's it's the best feather in my cap, so to speak, because I've been doing it for about, this will be my 13th tour. I'm going next year.
Wow.
And basically,
you need anybody like
Denmark, you know, is basically
Denmark.
my following and that is but I also have a lot of in Norway and the surrounding areas too. So I'm going to be expanding this time, going
That's
to some
fantastic.
Of those. And Norway just looks stunning. It's gorgeous, like British Columbia. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah. When are you going?
It'll be in October next year.
In October next year. Wonderful. Yes. You need anybody to carry your guitar case or anything? I volunteer.
Yeah, I know. I would love it.
I'm the first.
The budget. I would love it. But
I'll be your roadie.
Yeah.
Your guitar tech.
That'd be awesome.
I could change a string.
Come on.
Well, that's going to be fun.
They treat you so good. And
I bet.
And they like, you know, traditional country.
Yeah.
I do.
Uh-huh.
As well as the other, the radio standard Nashville stuff.
You write it all.
Yeah.
You know.
But they like someone who's real and who presents themselves real.
Yeah.
So the ones they bring over, you know, are the real artists. Like Tanya Tucker was over there. And, you know, just the ones that get, they can, you know, really identify with you.
Yeah.
And if they don't, they don't want you.
They don't want you, huh?
No, they want the real person. Yes. Yeah, so I'm
so
honored.
Cool.
And their food is so yummy.
Yeah.
And so.
Ah.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
It's a rough gig. Somebody's got to do it.
Sign me up. It does sound exciting.
Yes.
I have something beeping in here. What is that? I don't know. Oh, that could be my phone. Mm-hmm. No, I'm hooked up to my computer.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I must have got a message or something.
You must have. You're a popular guy.
Put it on hold. Yeah. There you go. Don't contact me right now. I'm talking to Kari Phillips. So fantastic, man. You and I, we've written a few songs together.
Yes, we have. And it's an honor every time.
Oh, and no, same here. As I said, you're one of the most powerful voices here in the songwriter community. As evidenced by this, you can read about Kari in the New York Times.
That was just awesome. Yes, that's all I can say. I was like, wow.
I read the article Sunday, and I'm like, wow. And I text Kari. I'm like, New York Times, are you kidding me?
I know, and there's a plethora, I love that word,
plethora.
A plethora of songwriters here, and I got chosen along with the amazing Jerry Foster, incomparable Jerry Foster.
That guy, Google him if you're not familiar, that guy has like...
A gazillion?
A gazillion.
Number one hits?
Number one hits, yeah.
I just want one.
When you see Jerry performing, he does the Commodore a lot.
Oh, he's awesome.
Dressed to the nines, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I mean, he doesn't go anywhere without dressing.
From the top to the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
And check out his shoes.
And his shoes.
Shoes is awesome, yeah.
Google him, really. Yeah. You'll,
and Paul Jefferson, oh, man. Yeah.
Another great writer.
Who, Keith Urban. Oh, look, yeah.
Yeah, he's written for Keith and with Keith a lot.
Yes,
yeah,
with Keith, yep.
So they're all mentioned in this article. Tell me how that all came about. You went to play around at the Commodore.
I just play around, and it was Debbie's night. And so we're all honoring Debbie that night for, and Jerry, I always sit with Jerry. Of course, I bring my organic eggs, and Jerry and his lovely, beautiful wife, Sharon, they always get them and buy them. And so I was sitting there, and we're chit-chatting. He goes, oh, you need to meet this lady. I'm like, cool. Mm. And she's from the New York Times. I'm like, awesome. So we just struck up a conversation, and she was listening to everybody and that. And I'm like, I got up to sing, and I said, well, I'm going to have a sing-along song, so I hope you sing along. You know, I like being friendly. And she did. And it's Honky Tonk Holler, the name of my ranch.
That's the name
and
of
it's
ranch.
Mentioned in the article, too, that the big sing-along song, that was Honky Tonk Holler.
Yeah.
She was honky tonking it, too.
She was.
She was.
She was singing back?
Yep.
One of those, throw out the hook, and then people sing it back.
Yes.
And it's so popular here in Nashville. And you're going to have to do it. You got the guitar.
Of course, I
shall. You wrote this with Paul Ivey?
I did, Paul Ivey.
Another great writer in town.
Yes, he is.
Who's also somewhat of a movie star.
Yeah, just somewhat. Yeah.
Somewhat.
Murder, She Wrote. Yeah.
He's been on a lot of TV shows.
Yes, he has.
Came to us from California. He's got an IMDb page, and so you can see what he's up to. But he's also a great songwriter and a singer.
Yes,
so,
he is. Yeah, he can hold his own on the stage as well.
He sure can. Mm-hmm. He really can rock it. So tell us, you got together, and whose idea?
He came out to the ranch, and we sat on my porch, looking out at the hills. I told him a story about that it's named Honky Tonk Holler, and...
We're hearing thunder all of a sudden. Yes. I don't know if that's coming through the mic.
I can hear it.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like,
whoa. Ooh.
So it's the drum roll for the song.
Yeah.
So,
drum roll for the song. I love it.
So I get the big guy.
Big guy's behind this song.
And so Paul, I was telling Paul, my neighbor, I had a rock called Honky Tonk Holler. And it was out front as you drive in. And my neighbor thought, oh, no, we don't do, this ain't no honky tonk here. And he made us move the rock.
No.
Very rudely. Yes.
Very rudely, huh?
Yes. So to be neighborly, I don't know, he wasn't, but we were, we moved the rock. And I told him the story, this unneighborly neighbor. And so we started going, like, we need to write that. Let's write Honky Tonk Holler. And And so when you sing in our holler, it will spread everywhere. So anytime we have any sing-alongs, we just yell at Honky Tonk Holler as loud as you can, because he's down below us in the holler.
And he hears it every time.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Like, ha, ha.
Well, we'll try to answer you here as you do it, okay?
All right.
And for you listening in the car, at home, wherever, just shout along. You're going to have fun. This is a fun song. Answer back.
Money comes around way too soon for me. Don't have much time to get my party on. Headed on down to Plunkett's Creek. Stop there to still and be a little discreet. I see what's brewing down at Billy's back door. Hammer out some songs to party all night long. I said, honky tonk holler, honky tonk holler, honky tonk holler, honky tonk holler. Deep in the trees of Tennessee, fill your mason jars with fire or water. Good old boys and those farmers' daughters. Next bonfire blazing, what happened next. Slip on off to a pickup bed, loving all night till the skies turn red. I said, honky tonk harder,
honky tonk harder,
honky tonk harder,
honky tonk harder.
Deep in the trees of Tennessee, fill your mason jars with fire or water. Good old boys and those farmers' daughters getting on down in my honky tonk harder. Yeah. Woo-hoo. I said honky tonk harder,
honky tonk harder,
honky tonk harder,
honky tonk harder.
Deep in the trees of Tennessee, fill your mason jars with fire or water.
Our guest on the Songwriter Connection podcast. That is a rockin' country song, right?
It
there.
Is. And just so you know, see, Smith County is where I live.
Uh-huh.
And it was a dry county.
Oh.
They just recently got beer.
No kidding.
Yep.
Okay.
So
wow.
That's why you go to the back door to get a little brew down there. That's what that's about. Yeah.
Folks making their own there?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
I do believe our ranch was one of those in its day.
Back in its day. How long have you been there, Carr? I know you talked about coming from Canada, but when did you move to Nashville? And did you come here in mind to write songs and to be an artist?
To be an artist.
To be an artist, yes.
More an artist. The songwriting is a new path, and I just love it. I mean, the more you do it, the better you can craft it, and you surround yourself with better and greater writers so you can, you know, meet the bar.
Yeah.
And I just love it. And to see the stories behind it and why these songs created, songs that I've loved for years. I'm like, now I meet the writers who wrote them. I'm like, wow, that puts a whole 360 on it.
It does,
and it's just awesome.
Yeah.
So I always admired the artist, but I now see the artistry and the beauty in those words being put together so fabulously and how the music just intertwines with it.
And that last song you just did has a lot of that in there, you know, and a lot of personal things too. And things, you know, you tell the story so
well, you know.
About the exes, and we know what's going to happen next.
Yep.
But little things like Plunkett's Creek.
That's what the road I live on. You can't make that thing up, man.
That's it.
Yep.
Oh, wow. And I used to work with some guys named Plunkett. So.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I never heard of it till I moved there.
So that's
like,
cool.
Plunkett's Creek.
Plunkett's Creek. It fits so well.
Yeah, it's country.
Yeah. It is. It,
yeah.
But rock and roll at the same time. So it's fantastic.
It was easy to write.
Wow.
Some of them just roll off, and that one's one of them. It was fun.
Fun.
We
song.
Laughed and joked and had a great time. Yes.
Kari can't play around in this town without doing that song.
No, it's a fun. Yeah, it's become my song.
And now talked about in the New York Times. So.
Yes, it is.
You have to tour New York, probably.
I probably do, yes.
To the village.
We'll bring a little honky tonk to it.
Bring the honky tonk into New York, into Manhattan. Why not?
Yes.
Now
they need a little boot stomping fun.
They do. I don't think they have a country radio station anymore, so they need us.
Yes, they do.
Doggone it. They used to have, down around Times Square, there used to be, I want to say it was it a Grand Ole Opry? It was a Ryman or one of those. They had a honky tonk there.
Yep.
And recently it's gone away. I might have been connected with the Grand Ole Opry.
But they need to bring it back.
They need to bring it back. Yeah.
By George.
At least an Old Red. There might be an Old Red. I don't know.
But, you know, they better be.
Because they're everywhere.
Yes, they are.
Now, you mentioned Jerry Foster, so I want to mention this. Jerry had a TV show.
Yes, he did.
A year or so ago. What was it called?
Oh, the one that I was on?
The one that you were on.
Okay, yeah. The Nashville Best of Three for songwriters. So it was a songwriting competition.
Yeah.
And you had, we were there. I was there at 6 a.m. to do my audition. Oh. Woohoo!
6 a.m.?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was like dedication.
And they heard that voice and they went, wow.
And there were three judges, mm-hmm. and you had to do your thing, and there were at least 30, each segment was 30 different artists.
Wow.
Or songwriters, mm-hmm. all right? And from that, the best of three.
Okay.
So then that I made the first round, mm-hmm. and then you had to come back after that. And when that was at the Commodore, the first round. Uh-huh. The second round, then we did it at downtown in Nashville, mm-hmm. at the, I can't think of the name of it, the Rock.
On Broadway? Off of Broadway?
Just up from Broadway,
From Broadway.
And so we did it there live in a great big studio on the TV. Sounded great, and so that was with a full band.
Wow.
And that was three sets of rounds. There were six rounds, mm-hmm. but only three were the winners.
Best of three.
So one of three, and yeah. then those six rounds, okay, I was part of the six rounds, mm-hmm. and then top three, and then one of those won it.
Wow.
Yep.
That must have been fun.
It was fun. It was long, though. Long hours.
Long
my
days.
Goodness. You come 9 a.m. and you're not leaving till 10 o'clock, 11 that night.
Mm.
Woohoo! Joys of filming.
It's not easy being a rock star.
No, it ain't. It's like by the time it's your part, you're like, your smile is fading. Yes.
Toothpicks in your eyes.
Yeah. I was like, okay, yeah. let's do it.
Energy
again.
Drinks. There we go.
Yeah.
I can't imagine you needing an energy drink when I hear your voice. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Listen, Reg Circle is my page that distributes this show all over the interwebs, and if you're thinking about a podcast, start with them, because they don't charge you up front to do it, and eventually when you reach enough listeners like we have, they will monetize it. They will sell commercials. So I got to take a break to tell them to put a commercial right here, and we'll be right back with Kari Phillips on the Songwriter Connection.
All right.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to The Songwriter Connection, connecting with music makers and hearing their songs and stories. Now back to the show with your host, Dave Linehan.
That would be me, and she would be Kari J. Phillips.
Hello, hello.
From the Honky Tonk Holler. What's the name of the town? It's east of Nashville, right? Is it southeast, northeast?
East.
East.
Yes. East, it's in between Gordonsville and Carthage, Tennessee. And Carthage is known for the home of Al Gore. But he lives on the other side of the river of me.
Okay.
So we're safe over there.
Yep. An inconvenient truth there.
Yes. Yeah.
Garth is right there. Garth. I called him Garth.
Okay, Garth.
Garth. Not Garth. Gore.
Gore. Yes.
Yes.
Gore country.
Gore country. So that's where you're from.
Yes.
You know, we were talking. We were just chatting about the ranch because, you know, it's really, she will bring the fresh eggs. And we all love Kari for that. But she'll also surprise you with things like, she brought me figs from her fig tree.
Yes, and they're still figging right now.
Are they
growing? Oh yes, and they're so tasty.
They're delicious. Now, and I'm a suburban guy, right? So I didn't know that's how they come off a tree. I only knew figs from like
dried out things.
Yes.
Yep. No, they're tasty.
Oh,
like a
my goodness,
strawberry crossed with a peach. They're tasty.
Yeah, fantastic. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about all that goes on a ranch, and you said something. You said, you know, it ain't easy. It's not an easy life.
No, it sure isn't. You're up early, you stay late, and you know, and you're working, you sweat, and mm-hmm. And this heat, oh my God.
Oh, especially
Tennessee is brutal in humidity and heat.
Yeah. Yeah.
But critters still have to be fed.
That's right.
And life still goes on. I mean, just feeding the chickens, I'm a sweaty mess. I'm pouring in feed. I'm like, oh my God. And up the hill, and nothing is close at our ranch. I have to walk a half a mile to the barn and a half mile back. And mm-hmm. and so by the time you're finishing all this excursion, you're drenched.
A lot of times I get ideas. People ask, where do you get your inspiration? And I get ideas just from talking to people sometime.
Yep.
So when you said that to me, it stuck in my head, and I put it in my hook book. And the next time you came over, you said, "What do you want to write today?" I want to write about your ranch. You know, we hear today on country radio the glories of country living and what it's all about.
And the freedom of it
is. And the freedom, yes.
But what goes into all that cleaning and mowing and
yes.
feeding and bush hogging and spraying. And
It's a lot of work.
It wears you out, yeah.
So I
this
said,
pristine country is not easy, no.
It sounds glamorous, but let's write the other side. And I told you, I said, I want to write a song called "It Ain't Easy Being Country."
And I jumped on that. I was like, oh, yeah, we do that. I can firsthand.
You played it out the Commodore Lounge, and hit writer Paul Jefferson said, you know, you make it sound like, you know, it's hard and nobody would want to do it. And then you contacted me and you go, maybe we should rewrite this thing. I go, no, that's exactly what we want. We nailed it. If that's what he's thinking, I think we nailed this song.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah. And our good friends, Ren and Andy Renfrey, they own a studio just around the corner. My current project is being done with them. And they did this great demo. I have it right. Can we play it?
Let's play it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is...
It is awesome.
That's the story behind this song.
Yes.
We wanted it to show the other side of what country living's about. But we also, come the bridge time, we do that little piece.
It's the freedom of it is amazing. And so at the end of the day, you're like, thank God you are country.
Thank God you are. Absolutely. So that's this song right here. It ain't easy being country.
It sure ain't.
Kari on the vocals here.
Life's for you if you love to work. Rule on the ranch is the critters come first. Cup of coffee and you're out the door. Feed the chickens and saddle my horse. Check the cattle and then the fence. And I ain't even had breakfast yet. Raised off this land. Bacon, tomatoes, taters, and beef. You don't work, man, you don't eat. Days are long, but we don't complain. Get up early, do it all again.
Kari Phillips,
woo!
Our guest on the Songwriter Connection podcast. What a powerful voice.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I just want to hats off to you because that music that you put on there was just rocking. That riff is just awesome.
Little Bo Diddley kind of hand jive thing.
Hand jive. Yeah, it made it. It sold it. Yeah.
But, you know, there's a songwriting lesson in there. I mean, I don't think I really intended to kind of have that groove, but in the demo, it kind of turned out that way because Ryan is just so great finding that groove.
Yeah.
And I did a little riff, and he changed it up just a little bit, but it made it better. But the thing is you've got the chorus part, which the verse part that that's kind of reminiscent of that ham jive thing.
Yeah.
But then when we get to the chorus, it's changed up. And here's the thing: when you're writing songs, you got to make sure that chorus soars above the whole thing. That we talk about the contrast. You've got to be able to tell the difference between the verse and the chorus.
Yes.
And this is something Mark talked about on shows, Mark Allen Barnett, in the past.
And sum up the story in the chorus.
It sums up the story. It really does. And so the whole idea today, and we talk about verse, chorus, bridge, chorus, which that's the classic NSAI formula right there. And that song fit right in there. But you have to make sure that there is that contrast. That it takes you somewhere different melodically. And so many times when I hear amateur writers, you can't tell where the chorus begins and the verse ends.
Right.
So keep that in mind as you're writing. And if you're a lyricist, that should also help you too. Some tricks that I've seen, maybe change up the rhyme scheme. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it's not the same as the verse. So that's one way to do it. But and then if you're getting with somebody that you're writing the music with, make sure they know it's got to soar. The whole idea is we do the chorus, especially if you've got a chorus that is just killer. The first time the audience hears it, catches their ears.
Yes.
And comes,
and they start to sing along. And that's cool.
By the second and third time, they should be singing right along. Mm-hmm. So you got to be careful not to make it a real long chorus.
Right.
So we can't remember the words.
And they'll lose interest.
They lose interest.
Start talking and forget about what you just wrote about.
Yeah. Yep. So I hope that helps. Those are some tips. And if you're exploring songwriting and you're writing some songs, just some things to keep in mind. Kari Phillips is our guest. And I'll tell you, it's so good to have you here.
It's so much fun, yes.
Yeah, isn't it?
You know, you asked me about the songwriting, and when I came, you know, to Nashville, I didn't just come straight from Canada to Nashville. Mm-hmm. I came, I was part of a group called the Canadian Sweethearts.
Canadian Sweethearts. Now, this I didn't know.
Yes, and we're the new Canadian Sweethearts. My partner has since passed away, but he had... a number of hits. They were gold records in Canada.
Wow.
And so one of them was the French song, mm-hmm. which is in the Country Music Hall of Fame there. And my Peace River Home, which is about my land where I'm from.
Wow.
And so I got to sing this huge $1 million hit, you know, or million dollars. Well, maybe he made a million, but sold a million records is what I meant to say. And, so yeah, it's every time I sing it, I mean, they're all just coming out singing along to the song. So that was my little taste of fame there.
Is that
when
out
I started.
There? Can we find that on
my
the internet?
My Peace River Home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it in your Spotify or
I need to put it out there. Yes,
you do.
I do. Because I've got it.
Hear this.
And I need to put it in my Spotify, yes.
Yes, you do.
It's on my Reverb Nation.
Reverb Nation.
Yep. But
okay.
I haven't got it out there. I will have to do that.
Mm.
My Peace River Home. It's about I'm 2 miles from the Peace River, and it's the biggest river that runs through the north.
Wow.
And so once we became the new Canadian Sweethearts and had some notoriety and did a bunch of songs, a bunch of tours, then I moved to L.A. and lived there for 6 years.
I did not know that.
And recorded with Highway 101.
Really?
Yeah. The band.
The band.
And
Paulette Carlson and them.
Yeah, but not Paulette, because I was the Paulette.
You took Paulette's place.
Yes, I did.
I did not know that about you.
But I wasn't part of Highway 101. They were my band
that
played on the album.
Cliffy
Stone was my producer.
Wow.
So that was a huge, you know, venture and a great sounding album called Pure Energy.
Pure energy.
Just like me.
That's what you. that's exactly you.
And I am from the energy capital of the North,
Are
Canada.
You?
That's what it's called.
Why?
because it is so much oil and gas. That is what makes it, and it's pure energy.
No wonder.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'd get it honest. And then from there, and they were calling me the Trisha Yearwood of you know, California. So deals were kind of popping around, but nothing stuck, so to speak.
Yeah.
And great bands, and it was playing on JR Cowboy Palace, which was on Devonshire in LA. And that's been on numerous, if you Google it, numerous movies.
Wow.
JR's Cowboy Palace was always on
a lot of there.
Yep. Wow. And so then from there, when my partner passed, cancer, I had a decision, should I go back home or should I keep on plugging? Mm-hmm. And I chose to
keep on plugging. Came to Nashville.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
so was that. That had to be like a huge culture shock from LA to Nashville, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Very much so. And especially when you move to Smith County, oh, Lord, have mercy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even understand what they said when I moved there.
Really?
I was like, I'd dial in my ear. Okay. Like Nashville, you can, but on the outer skirts, so they have some pretty thick accents, yes.
I had that experience.
Yes. You want to, Jay? Yeah, yeah. Okay, whole conversation finished.
I tell you, I was for a really brief while, I managed a little station in Kentucky, and right in the heart of Kentucky. And we walked into a real estate agent, and they were having their supper.
Okay.
Not lunch, they're having their supper.
Their supper.
Right, and there's three of them talking, and just totally ignoring us because we came at supper. You know, and you don't mess with it. And we sat there for a little while looking at pictures of property that was for sale and listening to them talk, not understanding a word they said.
Yep.
I mean,
it's like,
nothing.
When my mom came to visit, I had to translate from the neighbor to my mom. They're both speaking English. I'm like, okay.
We walked out of there going, they did that on purpose, right?
Yep.
They just want to chase us.
Want you to go. We don't want your kind here.
Or they were talking about us in code or something, you know. So funny.
Yep.
You ain't from around here, are you?
No.
I got that, actually.
We need to write that.
We do need to write
that. We ain't from here, are you?
You ain't from here, are you? Put that in your hook book.
Yep. That's our next one. I heard that so many times. I've lived in Smith County now for almost 30 years.
Wow.
And it's still, you ain't from here, are you?
You ain't from here.
Nope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. And you know, it's really funny when you meet people that actually are from Nashville. They go, yeah. We always go, you're the one. And they go, yeah, I'm a unicorn.
Yeah.
Because it's not too many of them.
No, there is not. No, they're rarities.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's one thing our friend Greg Matthews, who's been on the podcast and is just enjoying his life right now. Old Guys Rule is the name of the podcast, if you want to go back and listen, because he signed a record deal and he's just having the time of his life at the age of 57.
Great writer, great singer.
Yeah, he really is. And he really is. And he likes to talk about the fact that he was born here. I mean, this is it. You know, this is me.
Yeah,
he's a homeboy. In fact, him and Bill O'Hanlon, who was also on the show, wrote one of my favorite songs called "Born Here All My Life," and when he sings it, it's just fantastic. So you might want to check that out. Now, you wrote this song recently that got a lot of attention and traction, and I want to talk a little bit about "Free Again."
Yes,
and the story behind it. Because it really is something. It's a touching song.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And it's a, you know, it is a subject that some don't want to talk about, but it's in my heart. And it's something I had as a songwriter. You got to let those stories come out.
You do.
And about being free again. And in this country, there's a lot of our freedom is being squelched a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling it. I've not seen my mom in Canada for over 2.5 years.
Wow.
Because of all these mandates and everything that I can't get there, and all these closed doors and a lot of problems. And a lot of problems in Canada.
I think to this day you have to be vaccinated or they don't let you in, right?
Well,
I'm pretty sure.
Some of it, yes.
Yeah,
then you gotta go through a 50 million hoops if you're not.
Right.
And so it's a complicated process.
Yeah.
And even then, when you were, they put you in a COVID camps and crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, and my brother is an airline pilot. Well, they were forcing him to do stuff, and he just was like, I'm not. This is it's my freedom. Mm-hmm. You're attacking my freedom. And so when the truckers rally was going on in Canada, and I'm hats off to them, I was just like, wow, they're not going to put up with all this anymore. And they brought Canadians together that had, like, Canada, they were completely segregated from each other. They couldn't have, you know, they were stopping families getting together. Where here, you know, it was more open.
Right.
There, nope, you couldn't. And sad, where they couldn't, they were afraid to hug each other or do anything. And now, you know, that when you seen on the Truckers' Freedom, they were loving each other, things that people need to do, you know, smile and be happy to be around each other. And it was beautiful. So I took it to Scott Berry and I said, you know.
Another guy that's been on the podcast, a brilliant writer. Yeah.
Well, actually, Scott didn't write this one. John Ashburn and I.
Oh.
I'm sorry. John Ashburn.
It was John.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it was John.
John's another passionate individual.
Yes, he is. And so we both have the same mindset. And he goes, yes, you know, free again. I just want it. That freedom. And we took it to Scott Berry and we recorded it. That's the Scott put all the finishing touches and made the beauty of the music and the final touches on it.
And it's really
so,
done well.
Thank you. And John Ashburn did a beautiful video of it. So you need to to Google it on it's on my SoundCloud and that, and it's my name's Kari, Karree. J initial, Phillips, Phillips, and you can go there, and it's on YouTube, and look for it, and so you can see it. It's beautifully done. He did a great job.
I've got to see that. I don't think I've seen the video.
Oh, yeah. And so John and I did, and it just has a life of its own, and vocally it's fun as well to sing, because it's a lot of soaring music.
Yeah.
But the message is something dear in my heart, and so I hope.
Well, let's play it right now. It's called Free Again. This is
those that
on
hear
Spotify.
It, it touches their hearts.
Nobody should ever be judged by the way they talk or the color of their skin, where they've gone, where they're going, where they've been. Everybody's got their own story behind the smile they put on. I'm a simple example as I pick this guitar and sing this song. We've all got our own scars to bear. This land we're in is starting to feel like a prison, but this is my prayer. That we stand up and fight for what we all know. Share some hugs, share some love, holding hands, we can rise above this oppression and the truth from twisted. Let's be one big church congregation, just like them soldiers. Let's stand on guard, be the home of the brave, and make this land free. Them high with our own pride, maple leaves and stars and stripes. We all have our own country upon which we stand, but at the end of the day it's all common ground and we bleed the same way. So let's stand up and fight for what we all know. We share some hugs, share some love, holding hands, we can rise above this oppression and the truth from the twist. Let's be one big church congregation, just like them truckers. Let's stand on guard, be the home of the brave. Yeah.
Yeah, we can rise above.
Some more of that pure energy of Kari J. Phillips.
Thank you. And I'm also, it moved me because I am Ukrainian and we have family there. And so
wow,
we even have my young cousin is in the war on Kiev. So pray for his safety.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. So so it was, yeah, all of that was just culminating. I had it free again.
And it all just came out. Yep. Yeah. You know, we have listeners in Ukraine.
Amen.
Yeah, we do.
Good.
On the latest analytics.
Dobochimshi.
Yeah.
Dobre yohanek.
There you go. Wow, you even speak them.
Very little. I grew up my baba in Gino, yes. Wow. She would hardly speak to me in Ukrainian. It was always, that's be nice, that's be good. I'm like, because they came to Canada, you need to learn English.
Yeah.
So they'd speak fluently and we'd pick it up, but yeah.
Our prayers go out to them too. I can't believe that war is going on still.
I know.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Yeah. Anyway, that's a topic for another podcast.
Yes.
What a great song. And to hear Scott Barrier and was his wife, Aaron.
Aaron, yes. They were on the breakdown. Yep.
Yeah.
Stand up and fight for what we know is right. That was all three of us doing it. Yeah,
no, cool. I love Aaron. I've always heard she's a great singer, but I've never gotten to hear her sing until just then.
She's powerful.
Absolutely amazing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, I just saw Scott perform on Sunday. And he did a song that you guys both co-wrote. And I wanted to mention it because it got picked up right recently.
Yes.
For perhaps a sync deal.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can just tell us about it real quick. I know we can't play it, but tell me about that song because it really touched me. It was another one of those great songs.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It's, you know, kind of like on the same vein as Free Again. It's kind of in that same thing. And so, and I said, it's the big, the small, and the long and short of it all.
Of it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, be kind to one another, show love, being understanding, and it'll make the world a better place. And that's what this song is about. And Scott sings it phenomenal.
He does.
Yeah. And he just, that soft gentleness that Scott has.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah, and he sells it. I'm like, the big, the long, and the short of all that.
That energy.
I was like, yes! But he nails it, and...
But I'm sure this is going to be on your Spotify.
Yes, it will be. Yep.
Pretty soon.
Long and short of it all. And then we had another friend of ours, Taylor Took, and he's
Taylor's
the one
a neat
singing.
Guy from
yes,
Colorado.
He is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And, you know, it's an Americana type song. So I was like, we need Taylor.
Yeah.
That youthful sound, you know, that's.
Yeah.
Sync World likes the youthful. And so I said, let's get Taylor Took to sing it. And he nailed it.
Mm.
And from there, then, yes, it's being picked up by a major Nashville publisher here.
That's great.
So it's exciting.
All the best with it.
Thank you.
I appreciate that so much. And we're going to be watching for it. The long, the tall, and tell me again.
The long and short of it all.
The long and short of it all. And that's on your SoundCloud if we go there?
Yes.
Right now?
Yep.
Okay.
It's on there.
Find Kari out there. Kari J. Phillips. It's K-A-R-R-E-E.
Yes,
and Phillips
is.
With two L's.
Yes.
Yeah. So check it out. Now, you talk about sync. There's the term that's going around the songwriter community. Everywhere you go, that's all you're hearing. Sync, sync, sync. You know, there's money in syncing your music to TV and movies. And we're going to find out more about that in an episode coming up for right now scheduled for release October the 5th with Chantel Ogden. Chantel is very big in sync. And we're going to do a whole show talking about getting your music out there on TV and movies and whatnot and how to get paid for that. We're going to find out all about that on a future show.
Yeah, there's some bucks to be made there.
I guess there are.
A wide open field. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of music they need.
Pretty interesting stuff. Yep. Kari, I want to thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
We sprung this on you today. So.
Surprise! Oh, well, I jumped right in. Both feet.
And you were awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, next week on the show, this will be our 70th episode overall. 70, which is hard to believe. And we're going to do something special. Never done this before. And we're just going to call it our crossover show, because I'm going to sit down with Chad Wilson, who's a cut songwriter. Mm-hmm. Very interesting guy. And he's got a podcast as well called Deconstructed, where he takes the songs apart, puts it back together. So on this show next week, we're going to do each other's podcast. We're going to do one podcast that we're both going to share. He's going to interview me, so you'll learn a little bit more about me. And I hate it always being about, this show is never supposed to be about me. It's supposed to be about songwriters. So I'll be interviewing Chad, and he'll be interviewing me, and we'll be swapping songs. It should be a whole lot of fun. I hope you will join us for us. And Kari, thank you again. And
thank you very much.
Appreciate you listening to the Songwriter Connection podcast. Catch you next time.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to the Songwriter Connection podcast. Find us on social media at Songwriter Connection. Also, listen to Dave Lanahan's Nashville Connections radio show. It streams live every Friday morning on WOBL and WNOI. Look for us on Facebook and YouTube. See you next time on Songwriter Connection.